Amen. Amen. We'd like to greet you all in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is
an
honor and privilege of the Lord to be with you tonight.
And
we wish that God's blessings will rest upon all of you. And once again, from my family and my wife, the local church, the believers from Cape Town, we want to express our condolences to you and to the family as well. And knowing that whatever God does, it is always well done. And may God comfort you.
And
may God give you strength.
And,
I know it's not very easy, but God knows the end and God knows the beginning. And just know that we will be praying for you.
And,
believers of like faith are all coming together.
And
praying that the Lord will give you comfort, give you strength, give you wisdom. And every time that you will come together, that God will give you a lot of wisdom and understanding. You pray for the deacons, pray for the ministers, pray for those behind the scenes, that the Lord will give them wisdom and understanding. I also want to thank our Pastor Daniel Mabuga from Kadoma being here with you, and may God richly bless him as well. And we want to also thank the Lord for all the ministers that came in for the funeral services.
And, may
God richly bless them as well. And especially Brother Vinda Hale, the family that came all the way from the West Indies.
And,
all our precious friends from our country and different ones that came all the way, may God richly bless them.
And,
we know the family is mourning. And I know you are also mourning.
And,
we pray that you will be able to, God will take you through this journey of mourning.
And,
we know if we don't honor the past, if we don't honor the past, we will never be blessed in the future. May God give us wisdom. And may God give us grace. God bless you. God be with you. In Jesus' name. If you have your Bibles with you, we turn to the Word of God. In the book of Job, chapter 14, verses 1 to 5.
Mubukura Job, chapter 14, verse 1 to 5.
I'm just going to bring a very short little message.
Jangunza maridzo ipupi.
Just to be able to encourage you.
Kungo kukuru zirai.
And I want to speak on a little subject on the value of suffering.
Dangota rakachitizo kadirike kukosha kwekutambu zika.
The Bible says, man that is born of a woman is of a few days. And is full of trouble. It is not man born of God, but man born of a woman is full of trouble. So no matter where we go to, no matter what country we go to, trouble will always follow us. But a problem is not a problem, but it's how we handle the problem. But troubles are always part of our life. And no matter what country you go to, whether you leave Zimbabwe, go to South Africa, go to
South Africa, kana ku UK,
troubles will always follow you. Because we are born under trouble. So man that is born of a woman is full of trouble. And he's of a few days. He's not here eternal, but he's just for a few days. He comes forth like a flower. He's cut down. He fleeth also as a shadow. And continueth not. And thus thou open an eyes upon such an one, and bringest me into judgment with thee. Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one.
Akuna.
Seeing his days are determined,
mazuva ake zvaakatarwa,
the number of his months over thee,
mwedzi yake yakaverengwa nemi,
and thou was appointed a boundary,
makamutarira miganhu,
that he cannot pass,
yaasingatenderwi kudarika.
So God has put a boundary on each one of us.
Mwari vakaisa muganhu pane mumwe nemumwe wedu.
We don't really die because of sickness.
Hatife nekuda kuti tarwara.
We don't die because of an accident.
Hatife nekuda kwetsaona.
We die because our time is up.
Tinofane kuti nguva yedu yakwana.
Because man is the time to be born.
Nekuti munhu ane nguva yekuberekwa.
And a time to die.
Nenguva yekufa.
There are people that live in a nice home.
Pane vanhu varorora mudzimba dzakanaka.
Eat healthy foods.
Vari kudya chikafu chine utano.
Nice comfortable environment.
Vane upo nemagaro akanaka.
And they die early.
Asi vanofa vachitori vadiki.
You got a man living in the streets.
Woona munhu arikugara mumugwagwa.
Don't have a healthy bed, healthy food.
Haana chikafu chakanaka, haana pekugara pakanaka.
And he lives long.
Asi anorarama upenyu hwakareba.
So we don't really die.
Saka hatinyanyo kufa
because of sickness.
Nekuda kwehurwere.
We die because our time is up.
Tinofane kuti nguva yedu yakwana.
And so may God bless you.
Dai Mwari vakuropafadzei.
Let's bow our hearts in a word of prayer.
Ngatikotamisei misoro yedu tinamata.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And Father, we want to pray that you will bless the word of God to our hearts. God, a great tree has fallen.
Amen.
Lord, in the country of Zimbabwe. And Lord God, we want to pray for our sister Chipo. We pray for the children. We pray for the family. Amen. That you'll comfort them, Lord, with the balm of Gilead.
Amen.
We also pray for the local church, that you'll also comfort them. We pray, O God, for the deacons, the ministers, the trustees, the song leaders, and those who God has been closely associated with the local fellowship,
Amen.
That you will richly bless them. Lord, you know how to comfort. You know how to give strength. And you know how to encourage us. I pray that you will bless each and every one of them. Every time they would get together behind closed doors to have a meeting discussing the future of the church, may you come with the spirit of wisdom and revelation and give them understanding and give them wisdom. And the God is not about us as individuals, but it's about the local church. And so we pray that you will give them wisdom, give them understanding, and we pray, God, that you will help us as we go through this journey. Bless the people of God of this tabernacle. And we pray that you will also bless all the ministers that came so faithfully from different countries, that you'll bless them as well. And Lord, we just want to say thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You may take your seats. We want to take our little subject tonight on the value of suffering. We see that everything around us, our achievements, our natural birth has a beginning. Everything that we have, it has a beginning. And has an end. Nothing is eternal. Our troubles have a beginning. Our trials have a beginning. And they have an end. There's nothing that holds eternal. Because we are creatures of time, and yet we have a theophany that is waiting for us. So our trials has a beginning. It also has an end. Our life on this earth is like a vapor. It is like grass. It has no enduring substance. And no matter what we eat, we get older. And no matter what we do, our body is dying. Everything in this life is mixed. It has joy, it has sadness. It has got life and it's got death.
Zvine upenyu nerufu.
It has got ups and it's got downs.
Zvine kufara, zvine kusuwa zvakare.
It's got mountains and it's got valleys.
Zvine makomo, zvine mipata.
It has health and it has sickness.
Zvine utano neurwere.
That is our life.
Ndozviri upenyu hwedu.
We that are born again by the word of life.
Tino takaberekwa patsva neshoko reupenyu.
And yet as long as we are on the earth,
asi kunyange tichingori panyika,
we'll have a sticky nature.
Tine upenyu hwedu husino hunofa.
That will always bother us.
Unoramba uchitinetsa.
Because we have a saved soul.
Nekuti tine moyo wakaponeswa.
And we have an unsaved body.
Asi tine mutumbi usina kuponeswa.
Our body is an unbeliever.
Mutumbi wedu uyu hautendi.
And our soul is the believer.
Asi munhu wemukati ndiye mutendi.
Amen.
Amen.
This body is a vulture.
Mutumbi uno uyu igora.
But inside is the eagle.
Asi mukati mune chapungu.
So as long as we are on the earth.
Kunyange tichingori pano panyika.
And no matter how many sermons we listen to.
Hazvina mhosva kuti tanzwa mharidzo dzakawanda sei.
We always going to have a sticky nature.
Tichagara tine kamwe kahunu kasina kunaka.
Evil thoughts will always crush your mind.
Pfungwa dzakaipa dzinongouya mupfungwa mako.
Because you're born in sin.
Nekuti wakaberekwa muchivi.
We never became sinners because we smoke.
Hatina kuzova vatadzi nekuti takasvuta fodya.
Because we drank.
Kana kuti takanwa doro.
We became sinners by birth.
Takava vatadzi nekaberekerwo.
Because in sin did our mother conceive us.
Nekuti ana mai vedu vakabata pamwiri muchivi.
And so we can understand.
Saka tokwanisa kunzwisisa.
That we cannot alter ourselves.
Hatikwanise kuzvishandura.
But the new birth.
Asi kuzvarwa patsva
gives us a new life.
Kunotipa upenyu hutsva.
So we have a saved soul.
Tine moyo wakaponeswa.
And we have an unsaved body.
Tine mutumbi usina kuponeswa.
And basically we are living in a sinner's house.
Pakutaura chokwadi tiri kurarama muimba yake munhu asina kupona.
Inside is the believer.
Mukati mune mutendi.
And outside is the unbeliever.
Kunze kune munhu asingatendi.
The believer wants to go to church.
Mutendi anda kuenda kuchurch.
The unbeliever says stay at home.
Asingatendi woti aiwa gara pamba.
So there's always a fight, a warfare.
Saka pane kugara paine kurwisana
hondo. Between the believer and the unbeliever.
Pakati pe anotenda neasingatendi.
But Brother Branham says as you feed on the word.
Asi Brother Branham anoti paunodya kubva pashoko.
The believer on the inside.
Mutendi ari mukati.
Will bring the unbeliever in subjection to the word.
Achatonga asingatendi kuti ave pasi peshoko.
And so we find there will always be a sticky nature that's going to bother us.
Tichagara tine kahunu kasina kunaka kanenge
chikotinetsa. We have light and we have darkness.
Tine chiedza tine rima.
And we go through a continuing cycle.
Tinoramba tichingofamba nemudenderedzwa rinoramba richingoenderera.
There's a cycle all the time.
Panogara paine kungodzokororwa kwezvinhu.
We have to understand.
Tinofanira kunzwisisa.
No matter what we do in life.
Zvisinei kuti taitei muupenyu.
This life will never bring complete happiness.
Upenyu huno haumbofa wakaunza mufaro wakakwana.
The only sum of joy is Jesus Christ.
Mufaro wakangokwana ndi Jesu Kristu.
As a young man you might say, well, if I one day when I get married I will be happy.
Semujaya unongochiti zvora ndichachata ndichafara.
But the woman at the well, she had 5 husbands and she wasn't happy.
Mudzimai anga ari patsime aive nevarume 5 asanga asingafari.
So that even marriage can bring you complete happiness.
Kunyange muchato haukunzire mufaro wakakwana.
But the only sum of joy and perfection is Jesus Christ.
Asi mapedzisiro yemafaro nemufaro wakakwana ndi Jesu Kristu.
We also will have to understand.
Tofanira kunzwisisa.
That the message of the hour did not put your name in the book.
Maridzo yenguva ino haina kuisa zita rako mubhuku.
Your name was already there.
Zita rako rakagara riripo.
Before there was an end time message.
Pasati pane end time message.
Before there was William Branham.
Pasati pane William Branham.
Before there was the Apostle Paul.
Pasati pane Apostle Paul.
Your name was already there.
Zita rako rakagaratopo.
So the message did not give you eternal life.
Saka maridzo ino haina kupa upenyu usingaperi.
Eternal life comes by Jesus Christ.
Upenyu usingaperi wakauya na Jesu Kristu.
And he wrote your name in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Akanyora zita rako mubhuku regwayanya reupenyu.
Before the foundation of the earth.
Nyika ino isati yavambwa.
What the message came to do.
Zvakauya kuzoitwa nemharidzo.
Came to quicken you.
Kuya kuzokumutsiridza.
And to show you.
Kukuratidza.
Your name is on the book.
Kuti zita rako riri mubhuku.
Can we say praise God?
Kana muchizinzwisisa itai praise God.
The woman at the well.
Mudzimai wepatsime.
Jesus never gave a representation.
Jesu haana kumbomupa humiririri.
Representation was already there.
Humiririri akanga atori nawo.
He only came to quicken what was already there.
Akangoya kuzomutsiridza zvakanga zviripo kare.
So there is nothing that man has invented.
Saka hakuna chinhu chinonzi chakagadzirwa nemunhu.
As any enduring substance.
Chinonzi chinogona kutsungirira kuenda mberi.
Our homes.
Dzimba dzedu.
Our motor cars.
Motokari dzedu.
Our clothing.
Hembe dzedu.
After a time, it gets old.
Mushure menguva zvinosakara.
You have a beautiful car.
Nemotikari yakanaka.
But that car gets old.
Asi motikari yako ichasakara.
You can build a beautiful home.
Unogona kuvaka imba yakanaka.
That home gets old.
Asi imba yenyu inosakara.
You can buy a beautiful dress.
Unogona kutenga dress rakanaka.
But it gets old.
Asi richasakarawo.
There's nothing enduring.
Hapana chinogara nguva yakareba.
And so we read in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
Noverenga bhuku revakorinde vechipiri chapter 4
verses 16 and 18.
Verses 16 and 18.
For which we cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day.
Saka hatineti asi kunyange munhu wedu wokunze
uchipera. So he talks about the inward man, and he talks about the outward man.
Unotaura pamusoro pemunhu wokunze nemunhu womukati.
For our light afflictions, which is but for a moment,
nekuti kutambudzika kwedu kwakareruka kuri pekwenguva
chiduku, for us a far more exceeding eternal weight in glory.
Kunotiitira kubwinya kukuru kwakaisonaka
kusingaperi. While we look not at the things which are seen,
tisingatariri zvinhu zvinoonekwa,
but at the things which are not seen,
asi kuzvinhu zvisingaonekwi.
For the things which are seen are temporal,
nekuti zvinhu zvinoonekwa zvinopfuura,
but the things which are not seen are eternal,
asi zvinhu zvisingaoneke ndo zvinogara nekusingaperi.
So you have a body,
saka iwe une mutumbi,
eternal in the heavens.
Unogara nekusingaperi kumatenga.
So Brother Branham says this body had a beginning, and this body will have an end.
Uchavawo zvakare nemagumo.
But the real you,
asi anonzi iwewo chaiye,
never had a beginning.
Hauna mavambo.
It will never have an end.
Uye hauzova namagumo.
So you are just as eternal as God is eternal.
Saka iwe une upenyu husingaperi sezvingoriwo Mwari.
That's why Christians do not die.
Ndosaka maKristu asingafe.
They only change dwelling places.
Vanongoshandura pekugara.
For all of us, life has rich joys.
Kunewese tese upenyu hune mufaro unofadza.
And God has filled the earth with goodness.
Mwari vakazadza nyika nezvinhu zvakanaka.
There are a lot of goodness in the earth.
Pane zvinhu zvakanaka munyika ino.
And we enjoy the goodness in the earth.
Uye tinoropafadzwa nezvakanaka zvepanyika pano.
We recognize there is joy and there's goodness all around us.
Tinotozvicherechedza kuti pane mufaro uye pane zvinhu zvinotifadza
zvinotikomberedza. We look at the sun, we look at the moon, we
tinotarisa zuva, tinotarisa mwedzi.
The botany life.
Tinotarisa zvisikwa.
We look at marine life.
Tinotarisa zvinogara mumvura.
We look at animal life.
Tinotarisa mhuka.
And we look at all forms of life around us.
Tinotarisa mhando yose yezvisika zvakatikomberedza.
And we can recognize there's goodness all around us.
Tokwanisa kucherechedza kuti pane zvakanaka zvakatikomberedza.
And we experience satisfying sights that we can see.
Tinokwanisa kuwana kamuka kugutsikana patinozviona.
We also experience wonderful sounds.
Uye tinonzwawo ruzha rwakanaka.
And we can smell, we can taste.
Tinonhuhwidza uye tinoravira.
And we can enjoy adventure.
Uye tinotoropafadzwa nekumboshanya.
Life has its riches.
Upenyu hune pfuma yawo.
And life has its joy.
Upenyu hune mufaro wawo.
There's lots of joy around us.
Pane mufaro wakawanda wakatikomberedza.
Joyful things to come together with your family and have a meal.
Zvinhu zvinofadza kuungana nemhuri yenyu mugovana kudya.
There are adventures, there are joys and riches and blessings.
But
at the same time, we must face the reality that life is filled with trouble. And no matter where you go, trouble will always follow you. Job said, man is born under trouble.
Munhu akaberekwa mumatambudziko.
Jesus said,
Jesu akati,
in this world you will have trouble.
Munyika ino muchava nematambudziko.
James said,
James akati,
we fall into various trials.
Tinopinda mukuedzwa kwakasiyana siyana.
A problem is not a problem.
Dambudziko harisi dambudziko.
Is the way you handle the problem.
Asi kuti iwe washanda sei nedambudziko rako ndopa.
Because the way you handle the problem,
mashandiro auneta nedambudziko
ari, that will become the problem.
Ndo anozova dambudziko.
So in all walks of life,
saka mumafambiro ese upenyu,
you have to make decisions.
Unofanira kutora sarudzo.
All of us are different.
Isu tose takasiyana.
Our fingerprints are different.
My fingerprints are akasiyana.
We think differently.
Tinonzwa zvakasiyana.
And we do things differently.
Tinotoita zvinhu zvakasiyana.
Our choices are different.
Amen.
But by the grace of God,
asine nyasha dzamwari,
God gives us wisdom.
Mwari vanotipa uchenjeri,
how to handle problems.
Kuti tinoshanda sei nematambudziko.
And none of us can question the fact.
Hapana mumwe nedu angawane mubvunzo panyaya yekuti,
that life can bring disappointment.
Kuti upenyu hunogona kuunzwa kuodzwa moyo.
There's disappointment in life.
Pane kuodzwa moyo muupenyu.
It is full with unexpected turns.
Upenyu hwakazara nekushanduka kwezvinhu kusingatarisirwe.
There is a sudden death.
Pane kungofa kwanga usina kutarisirwa.
You can be ministering the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Unogona kuchishumira vhangeri ra Jesu Kristu.
And the next moment you're gone.
Panguva inodiki inotevera watofa.
You can go to work and not come back. Today you are, and tomorrow you're gone. So we can see that it's full with unexpected turns. There is sudden deaths. There are accidents. Today we are healthy, and tomorrow we are sick. And we can be sitting in the church building, and we can look healthy.
We
wake up one morning, there's a pain in our chest. We go to the doctor. They examine us. They say you've got 3 months to live. Today we stand. Tomorrow we go. So life is fleeting. That's why medical science has proven, if you have a lot of grudges in your heart, it will cause heart failure. If you have a lot of bitterness, it will develop cancer. If you have a lot of worries and stress, it will bring ulcers in your body. So to have a healthy body, you must have a healthy spirit. You cannot go to bed with a feeling against your wife or against your husband or against believers, because it will affect your body. Your blood pressure will shoot up,
BP,
and then you will have a stroke because of the tension that you build up in your body. And your body wasn't designed to hate. It wasn't designed to carry grudges. It wasn't designed to carry bitterness. But it was designed to be loved. That's why Brother Branham says, by God's grace, I've never had a bad feeling towards other people. Because he was an example seed. So you have to understand that you are no better than anybody else. The only difference between you and them is the grace of God. You can't criticize your family that don't see the message. You can't criticize any other church because God is not coming for churches. Is coming for individuals. You have to understand that churches and church buildings, that's not the body of Jesus Christ. The body of Jesus Christ is mystical. You don't join that body. You get baptized in that body. And we have to understand that when people come to church, they come to church for different reasons. Some are coming for singing. Some are coming to play music. Some
are
coming to show their clothing. Some are coming just to make a business deal. Some
are
there to socialize. Some come for friendship. Some is coming looking for a wife and looking for a husband. So to come to church is like going to a shopping mall. People go to a shopping mall for different reasons.
Amen.
Some go for window dressing. Some
go to
buy. Some go to steal. Some go to prostitute. And people go for different reasons. And that's why we have to understand, not everybody in this church is believers. And not everybody has a picture of William Branham is in the message. Because if you meet somebody that is not a seed of God, he can destroy you because he carries a virus. And you meet with him and fellowship with him.
Ukasangana naye ukawadzana naye.
And you pick up that same virus.
Unobva watora utachiona huya.
And your connection with that family or that individual person can destroy you.
Kubatana kwako nemunhu uyu kana nemhuri uyu kunogona kukuparadza iwe.
So that's why you have to discernment.
Ndosaka uchifanira kugwanisa kunzvera.
That's why never borrow money to believers.
Haikona kukweretesa vatendi mari.
Because you do not know who you're borrowing money to.
Nekuti hauzivi kuti wauri kukweretesa mutendi chai here uyu.
That brother is not going to pay you back.
Nekuti uyu haasi kuzokudzorera mari yako.
And now you're going to have a feeling against him.
Zvino uchazova neruvengo kwaari.
And he's going to come and sing. And he's going to sing showers of blessings.
Achaimba showers of blessings.
And you in your heart think. That brother still owes me money. So you have to understand that people come to church for different reasons. And that's why, but when you come as an individual, you must come to hear the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
That's why you don't join the end time message. If you join the message, somebody can break that joint. If somebody talks you in, somebody else can talk you out. If somebody influences you in, somebody can influence you out. But if God brings you in, nobody can take you out.
Amen.
So we have to understand. We have unexpected events in our life. You have your rent paid. And then sickness strikes the family. Then you are healed. Then your children bring you shame. And you're always looking for the time when that will cease. That's life. The longer you live, the wider your experience. And the more people you meet, there will be more pain and there will be more difficulties. Brother Branham said, if you marry the wrong person, you will have hell on the earth. It'll bring you unhappiness. And it'll bring you not joys in your life. You're coming to church, but you are a sad person. Your husband becomes a military slave driver. And he dominates and he controls. And you're looking for somebody that can love you. Somebody that can love your family. Somebody that can care for you. But life brings a lot of sadness. And sometimes we might think our suffering is unique. But it's the old same suffering that somebody else has gone through. Because there is nothing new under the sun. You might think your trouble is unique. And you might think that your sickness is different. But it's the same trouble somebody else has gone through. Our troubles and our trials have beginnings. They also have an end. It's not eternal. This assembly have been wounded. And so you are mourning. There are feelings. Who's going to be the next pastor? There are feelings in people's hearts. What should we do? There can be influence from outside, from inside. And you go through a lot of trauma. But if you stay calm, all the troubles that you go through will have an end.
Amen.
Because nothing that you go through is eternal. And sometimes God has to prune you. And when God prunes, there's five other branches will come up. And sometimes that branch is blocking the way for 10 branches to come forth. So God knows how to encourage, and God knows how to discourage. And we are placed on the earth to be tested. The earth is a testing ground. That's why God is not coming for good preachers. He's not coming for good singers. He's not coming for good musicians. Because you can play music without the new birth. You could even sing without the new birth. You could even preach without the new birth. But God is coming for character. He's not coming for dynamic preachers. He's not coming for large churches. He's coming for individuals. So you have to understand. No matter where you go, every church has its own troubles. Because everybody in the church is not born again. Sometimes even officers are not born again. But you have to understand that God gives you wisdom to bring the best out of you. You would never know what love is unless God raised up somebody to hate you. To love those who love you, you have no reward. But to love those who don't love you, so God raised up believers. God raised up family. And the closest people who hurt you most is believers and family. The family is attached to your flesh. The believers are attached to your spirit. Unbelievers you can forgive very easily. But when it's believers, when it's family, it hurts. But that's where God wants to deal with you. That you can learn to forgive. And you will never know what forgiveness is unless God raised up somebody to offend you. God will raise up believers to offend you. That brother didn't want to offend you. But God allowed him to offend you to bring the best out of you. If there was no Judas, there would be no Calvary. So God raised up opposition. God loves opposition because God designed his own enemy. God designed Lucifer. That was his enemy. But Lucifer,
as Lucifer
brought out of God the attribute of healer, the attribute of savior, the attribute of redeemer. Because if there was no
Lucifer,
there would be no sin, and God would not be a healer and a redeemer and a savior. But the opposition brought the best out of him.
Amen.
That's why God loves opposition. We want to kill the opposition. Destroy the opposition. But God says, I love the opposition. Evil is on the earth to glorify God. It takes a bad woman to reveal the glory of a good woman. It takes the night to reveal the glory of the day. God allows things. God will even allow false doctrines just to test you how you can handle it. Is your mind on Christ?
Amen.
Is your mind on the church?
Pfungwa yako iri pana Kristo here kana pakereke.
So our troubles,
saka matambudziko edu,
and our trials,
nekuedzwa kwedu,
have a beginning,
zvine mavambo,
they have an end,
uye zvine magumo,
they are not eternal.
Hazvigari nekusingaperi.
Mr. Robert Mugabe had a beginning.
Robert Mugabe vaive nemavambo.
He had an end.
Vakava nepa magumo yavo kutonga kwavo.
Mr. Zuma had a beginning.
Vazuma vane pavakatangira hu president nepa vakagumira.
Everybody has beginnings, they have endings.
Munhu wese ane mavambo nemagumo.
But God says, I am the Alpha and I am the Omega.
Asi Mwari akati ndiri Alpha na Omega.
I am before the beginning, I'm after the beginning.
Ndiri mavambo asati apo uye ndiripo magumo apfuura.
I am eternal.
Ndinogara nekusingaperi.
We've been placed on the earth to be tested. If you buy a motor car,
ukatenga motokari,
before your car can go on the road,
motokari yako isati yaenda paroad,
it's got to go for a roadworthy test.
Inofanira kutanga yamboedzwa kuti yakafanira here.
To make it roadworthy.
Kuti inzi yakafanira kufamba paroad.
So God put you on the earth,
Mwari vakakuisa panyika,
to be tested.
Kuti uedzwe.
You bypass your theophany,
wakanzenga mutumbi weshoko,
and we're in this body,
tiri mumutumbi uno.
For character molding.
Kuti tigadziriswe hunhu hwedu.
Oh, you say, but now why would God not let me be in my theophany?
And
God will just let me be in my glorified body. Because I'm just eternal as God is eternal. But God put you on the earth to be tested. Because naked you'll come to the earth. And naked you will not leave the earth. You're
going
to take with you character. We did not decide to be on the earth. Not one of us asked to be on the earth. Lord, I want to be born in the 1900s. I don't want to be born in Africa. I want to be born in a certain village. And I want to be born out of a certain family. You have no choice. God put you on the earth. And God never asked your permission. When you
want
to be born, and how long you want to stay on the earth, everything is in His hands. That's why the message of the hour came to take our minds away from time. Take our minds away from the seen things. And connect us up to the unseen. So you have to understand that God allowed your mom and dad to be on the earth. And that's what the Bible said. If you honor your mother and father, your days will be long on the earth. And it will be well with you. So quantity of life and quality of life is how you respect your mother and father. Because God used those two people to bring you to the earth. If your mother did not marry your father, you would not have been on the earth in the same image the way God saw you in the beginning. Whether your father is not in the message, whether your mother is a Zionist, or whether she's a Methodist, you still honor your mother and your father. Because those are the two people that God used to bring you to the earth. Can we say praise God? So we are in this body for character molding. And we are placed on the earth with no choice. You never prayed for William Branham. God sent a prophet. You never knew about William Branham. You never knew about Melchizedek. You never knew about the Logos. You never knew about theophany. You never knew anything about God's mind. But the message of the hour came to take you and quicken you. Now for the first time, you can think like God. You can talk like God. You can now say, before God was God, God was an eternal spirit. And I am just as eternal as God is eternal. And I can never die. You're now thinking like God. Because God's thoughts has now become your thoughts. Our faith is not pain-free. We say when we come in the message, our troubles will be gone. But it's not so. You'll have more trouble in the message. There'll be more splits in the message. There'll be more fighting in the message. But it's all there to test you and to bring the best out of you. Our faith is not a pain-free life. Our faith in Jesus Christ is not to make us feel better about our circumstances, or to make a marriage a little bit better, and to give us a little human prosperity, Or to give us some human well-being. A life that I want is pain-free and trouble-free. You'll never have a pain-free life. Whether you're a minister, whether you're a believer, whether you've done so many things for God, you're not pain-free and you're not trouble-free. Sometimes nobody disturbs you and you feel troubled. Nobody said anything about you. You just feel moody. I don't want to talk to anybody. I just feel weary. I feel depressed. Because we are born in sin. And to some people, Christianity is about life here and now. It's not about life here and now. And what a paradox to the natural man that is living in sin. He cannot see any joy in trouble. There's no joy in an unbeliever when trouble comes to him. But the Bible says, count it all joy when trouble comes to you. Because it gives you wisdom. It gives you how to handle opposition. If we would ask, what would we prefer in life? We would prefer a life of ease. We would prefer a life of trouble free. But it's not so. Brother Branham says, when you come to Jesus Christ, that's when your battle starts. That's when trouble begins. That's where sickness strikes. That's where when the family opposes you. A life, we would ask for a life of comfort. We always pray that way. Lord bless us. Lord help us. Lord give us comfort. We pray, Lord protect me from this. Lord save me from that. Don't let this happen to me. I don't want any suffering. But God says, only by suffering I can bring out the real you. There's a value to it. When I get sick, Lord, make me well. Lord, when things go bad, make them better quickly. Lord, when you take our pastor away, heal us quickly. But he's not going to do that. You've got to go through birth pains. If there is no pain, there is no birth. That's how we work with life. Our immediate response to suffering is a prayer. Lord, get me out of this trouble. You don't hear people pray. Lord, I'm in a great trouble. Keep me in the trouble until you can accomplish what you want to accomplish. Nobody prays that way. We don't get a prayer request saying, Lord, Brother Bill wants more trials and he wants more suffering.
Brother Bill,
we don't get that prayer request. We get prayer request, Lord, let my papers come through Home Affairs.
Lord,
give me a better job. Lord, prosper me. Open the door for me. We don't hear a prayer. Sister Mary wants you to bring something into her life that will draw her away from sin and material things. And that material things is hindering her growth. You don't hear prayer requests like that. You don't hear the prayer request. Brother Jack wants a trial at work.
Brother Jack,
to give him more patience. We don't pray that way. We just want increase. We want blessings. We want joy. We don't want any trouble. But God says, only by trouble I can help you. Can we say praise God? And people are seeking for a better life. When the African National Council, came in, the ANC, they said, a better life for all South Africans. And everybody runs to South Africa for a better life. But that's a lie. The only better life that you can find is in Jesus Christ. So we can find people are seeking for a better lifestyle. And we view things temporally, materially, and physically. Everything to us is temporary.
Amen.
Everything to us is materially. And everything is physically. What we should be praying for is a perfect faith. A mature faith that lacks nothing. Brother Branham says, once you have perfect faith, you can master all circumstances. Because with perfect faith, God gives you a master's degree. Because you can handle your enemy. You can even handle the brother who owes you money. And say, brother, by the grace of God, write it off. It was a bad deal. You can handle your in-laws that you don't like. You can handle your colleagues who are jealous towards you. You can handle opposition in the local church. Because you got perfect, matured faith. You're not looking to the seen things. You're looking to the unseen. See, Lot was looking at Sodom. He saw the green grass. He saw the beautiful city. But Abram saw Sodom being burned. How many people will leave Zimbabwe and go to the UK. Go to South Africa. Go to America. And they lose their children. They lose the values of life. And God has already put judgment on America. And you will bribe. And you will do anything to get a green card. But there's judgment on that country. Can we say praise God? So you can see the way people look. They look temporally. They look materially. And they look physically. And they'll send you pictures. I've got a new house in the UK.
I've
got a better job. I've got two cars.
We're
making money quick. But spiritually they die.
Amen.
What we should be praying for is trials. Because that's how God perfects our faith. We must understand the value of trials and suffering. God puts a value on there. If God brings trouble in the church, God is giving you a piece of gold. But you say, Lord, I don't want this gold. I'm giving you goal. I'm trying to build up character. Because in the midst of our sufferings, Christ displays himself. Suffering bankrupts our resources and makes us dependent upon God.
Amen. Amen.
When Zimbabwe went to a crisis in 2008, believers trust God. Some brothers even threw water into the cars and God turned the water into petrol. Because through a crisis, God brings the best out of you. Because God makes you now to be dependent upon Him. Suffering teaches us humility. You not care for your neighbor. You care for your friend. Suffering takes away all judgmental feelings. Suffering removes all condemnation. Suffering teaches us that God is more concerned about your character than your comforts and your lifestyle. You can eat designer food and wear designer clothing, live in
Borrowdale,
live in a nice clean home, but have no character. You can live in a shack. You can live in Cheetown. And then you can have more character than somebody lives in a palace. All those things as outward impressions. Suffering teaches us that the greatest good in our life is not the absence of pain. You must have pain. You must have a teenager that rebels. You must have opposition come in your family for God to teach you lessons. Can we say praise God?
Amen.
As a young man, you become a deacon. You correct everybody. But when you become older, you have your own children. Now you have more mercy.
Yes, no. Wakwanza kunzwira kuti oh vana ndo zvavanoita izvi.
Because you go through a process of life.
Nekuti wapinda mumatanho ekudzidziswa naMwari.
This is not about a life pain-free life.
As
suffering is necessary for the chastening of sin.
Matambudziko anodikanwa kuitira kurangwa kwechivi.
If you sin, God must chastise you.
Kana ukatadza Mwari anofanira kutokuranga.
That's why it's important for a man.
Ndosaka zvakakosha kuti munhu
as a leader.
Murume semutungamiri.
If you sin privately.
Kana ukaita chivi
chako. Your wife don't know what you are doing.
Chakavanzika mudzimai wako haana kuziva zvavaita.
Watching porno movies.
Uri kuona zvinyadzi zvepono.
And you're doing things that's wrong.
Uchiita zvinhu zvakaipa.
God will have to chastise you.
Mwari vanofanira kutokuranga.
The only way God chastises you.
Nzira yega yekuti Mwari vakurange.
Is to attack your surroundings.
Ndeye kubata zvakakukomberedza.
Your child will get sick.
Mwana wako acharwara.
This will happen.
Icho chichaitika.
And God is trying to speak to you.
Mwari varikuedza kutaura newe.
Can we say praise God?
Amen.
Achan sinned.
Akana akatadza.
Stole one Babylonian garment.
Akatora hanzu imwe chete eBabylon.
His whole family had to suffer.
Mhuri yake yose ikatotambura.
And that's why to be a husband.
Ndosaka kuve murume.
And to be a leader.
Kuve mutungamiri.
You are responsible.
Une mungtoro webasa.
Because whatever you do outside.
Chero chawaita kunze uko.
Will affect your family.
Chichatobata mhuri yako.
So suffering is necessary for the chastening of sin.
Saka matambudziko akafanira kuitira kurangwa kwechivi.
So that we don't go the same path again.
Kuti tisazvidzokorore zvatakamboita zviya.
Suffering causes you to give God the preeminence.
Matambudziko anokonzera kuti iwe uipe Mwari hukuru hwavo muupenyu hwako.
You can say God is sovereign.
Unokwanisa kuti Mwari vanozvitonga pachavo.
God is real.
Mwari ndeve chokwadi.
And you realize there's no value in money.
Wopa wako cherechedza kuti mari haina kukosha.
Value is in suffering.
Kukosha kuri mumatambudziko.
What is money?
Mari chi?
Money is just power to do things others cannot do.
Mari ngori simba rekuita zvimwe zvisingakwanisi kuitwa nevamwe.
Where does money come from?
Mari inobva kupiko?
From a tree.
Kubva pamuti.
They chop a tree.
Vanotema muti.
They make paper.
Vogadzira bepa.
They put somebody's face on there.
Wopa isa chiso chemumwe munhu.
And that gives you power.
Jakungokuparime simba.
And you feel like you're greater than somebody else.
Wakufunga kuti uri munhu mukuru kudarika mumwe munhu.
The money comes from the earth.
Mari inobva pano panyika.
It will go back to the earth.
Ichadzokera panyika.
Where does your home come from?
Imba yako inobvepi?
All the bricks from the earth.
Zvidhinha zvese zvinobva panyika.
It will go back to the earth.
Zvichadzokera kunyika.
Where does your furniture come from?
Ko furniture inobva
kupi? Where is your fridge, your stove, your microwave come from?
Fridge, stove, microwave zvinobvepi?
It comes from the earth.
Zvinobva panyika apa.
It will go back to the earth.
Zvichadzokera panyika.
Where does your body come from?
Muviri wako akabvepi?
From the earth. It will go back to earth.
Zvichadzokera panyika.
But your soul comes from God.
Asi munhu womukati akabva kuna Mwari.
That's why you cannot say ashes to ashes and dust to dust. To the soul.
Ndosaka usingakwanise kuti guruva kuguruva dota kudota kune munhu womukati.
The soul is a part of God.
Nekuti munhu womukati chikamu chaMwari.
People travel around the world.
Vanhu vanofamba pasi rose.
They leave Zimbabwe.
Vanobva muZimbabwe.
They go to South Africa.
Voenda South Africa.
South Africans go to the UK.
Veku South Africa vanoenda ku UK.
People in the UK go to America.
Veku UK vari kuenda
ku America. Americans go to Canada.
Veku America vari kuenda ku Canada.
And they say it's a better life.
What are upenyu uri nani zveshuwa?
But it's a lie.
Asi nhema.
You can live in the most poorest country in this world.
Unogona kugara munyika inonzi ine hunhu chaiyo
pamagari. And you can be the most happiest person.
Wopa wamunhu anofara chaizvo.
Because it's bought a character in you.
Nekuti une hunhu mauri.
Can we say praise God?
Amen.
Suffering causes us you to give God preeminence.
Matambudziko anoita kuti tipe Mwari hukuru hwavo.
And for you to know that God is sovereign.
Uye kuti uzive kuti Mwari vanokuzvitonga kwavo.
And that God is unmovable.
Uye kuti Mwari havashandukwe.
Time is nothing to God.
Nguva haisi chinhu kuna Mwari.
What is 70 years?
Makore 70 chii?
Only 35 minutes.
Maminutes 35.
1,000 years is one day.
Makore 1,000 izuva rimwe chete.
So if you live on the earth for 60 years,
ukagara panyika makore 60,
you've only been here 29 minutes.
Wagara pano 29 minutes.
Brief moment.
Nguva diki chaizvo.
But to you it's a long time.
Asi kwauri uri kuti makore akawanda.
But God is eternal.
Asi Mwari vanogara nekusingaperi.
Can Can we say praise God?
Amen.
Suffering produces tolerance.
Matambudziko ano tipa kugona kuzidzora.
It makes you bear and forbear with others.
Inokwanisa kuti unzwire vamwe ugone kupinda mutsangu dzavo.
That's why you must have two bears in your life.
Ndosaka unofanira kuve ne.
It is to bear.
Unofanira kuve nekutsungirira kuviri muupenyu hwako.
And it is to forbear.
Kugona kuzidzora nekugona kutakura mutoro wevamwe.
The book of Psalms.
Mubhuku remapisarema.
Psalm 119 verses 67.
Mapisarema 119.
David says, "Before I was afflicted,
hanzi ndisati ndatambudzwa,
I went astray,
ndakarasika,
but now I have kept thy word."
Asi iye zvino ndachengeta shoko renyu.
What is David saying?
David ari kuti chi?
Before I was afflicted, I went astray.
Ndisati ndatambudzwa, ndakarasika.
Once you are a son of God, you always remain a son of God.
Kana ungori mwana waMwari, uchagara uri mwana waMwari.
Because God cannot change his mind about you.
Nekuti Mwari hagoni kushandura pfungwa dzavo
pamusoro pako. When God chose you,
Mwari pavakakusarudza,
God saw exactly how many times you will fall.
Mwari vakanyatsoona kuti uchadonha kangani.
Once God brings you in,
kana Mwari vakudana,
he cannot lose you.
Havagoni kuti varasikirwe newe.
Jesus said, "Whatever the Father has given me,
Jesu akati vose vandapiwa naBaba,
no man can pluck them out.
Hakuna anokwanisa kuvatora kubva kwandiri.
And those the Father has given me,
vose vandapiwa naBaba,
they will come.
Vachauya.
Let me tell you.
Regandikudze.
Once you in the message,
wangova mumharidzo,
God cannot change his mind about you.
Mwari hakwanisi kushandura pfungwa dzavo pamusoro pako.
Even if you leave this message,
kunyange iwewe ukasiya mharidzo,
you go back in the world.
Uchadzokera munyika.
You start drinking, you start smoking.
Wotanga kunwa doro, watanga kusuta fodya.
God cannot still lose you.
Mwari havagoni kurasikirwa newe.
There's two things God will do.
Pane zvinhu zviviri zvinoitwa naMwari.
Either check your home before your time,
kuti vachagona kukutora nguva yako isati yakwana,
or God will bring you back.
Kana kuti Mwari vachakudzora.
But he cannot lose you.
Asi havagoni kuti varasikirwe newe.
Because once you are son of God,
nekuti kana wangova mwana waMwari,
you always remain a son of God.
Uchagara uri mwana waMwari.
David says, "Before my suffering,
David anoti ndisati ndatambudzika,
I was sinning,
ndaitadza,
I was going astray,
ndanga ndichitsauka."
That's why if you play on the internet,
ndosaka tichiti ukatamba pa internet,
and you play on the social network,
uchienda pama social media,
it will destroy you.
Zvichakuparadza.
There are Jebusites.
Pane majebusi.
There are Hittites.
Pane maheti.
There are websites.
Pane mawebsites.
And God will have to destroy all those Jebusites, all those stuff in your life.
Mwari vachaparadza majebusites nemawebsites zvese zviri mauri.
So that you can look to his face.
Kuti utarise kuchiso chavo.
God doesn't want you to have 1,000 friends around the world. You can't even handle one friend sleeping next to you. You can't even handle your wife. How can you handle 1,000 people around the
world?
Brother Branham said, he told Brother Perry Green, he says, Perry, as the day goes by, people will have no more confidence in one another. Because they know too much about one another. Everybody knows what you are wearing. Everybody knows your profile. Everybody knows what you're eating, what you're drinking, where you're going. And people know too much about one another. So it loses the confidence in one another. Suffering is a part of the struggle for the kingdom of God.
Matambudziko chikamu chekutambudzikira umambo hwaMwari.
To produce character.
Kubuditsa hunhu.
Suffering for the word of God,
kutambudzikira shoko raMwari,
is growing pains of his grace.
Ndoku marwadzo ekukura kwenyasha dzavo.
So if you suffer,
saka ukatambudzika.
Brother Branham said it brings that growing pains of his grace.
Brother Branham anoti zvinounza marwadzo ekukura kwenyasha dzaMwari.
Suffering is a normal part of a Christian life.
Matambudziko ndoupenyu hwemazuva ese hwemuKristu.
Matthew 20 and verses 22.
Matthew 20 verse 22.
Jesus said, but Jesus answered and said,
Jesu akapindura,
you know not what you ask. Are you able to drink the cup that I shall drink of? And to be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with? And they say, we are able. He connects glory to suffering. You cannot reign with God unless you suffer. Suffering produces a broken and a contrite heart.
Matambudzika anobuditsa mumoyo wakaputsika, moyo wakazvininipa,
which delights in God.
Unofara muna Mwari.
Suffering weans the world from us.
Matambudziko anoturumura kubva munyika.
If you are trapped with the world,
kana wakaiswa pa riva renyika,
suffering weans the world from us.
Matambudziko anotibvisa kubva panyika.
Suffering reveals what we really love.
Matambudziko anonyatsobuditsa zvatinonyatsoda chaizvo.
Suffering teaches us the value and the favor of God.
Matambudziko anotidzidzisa kukosha nefavor yaMwari.
Suffering teaches us to value God.
Matambudziko anotidzidzisa kukoshesa Mwari.
And to proclaim him that he is sovereign and he is powerful.
Uye kupupura kuti Mwari vanozvitongera uye vane simba.
Because in the midst of suffering,
nekuti pakati pematambudziko,
we cry out to God.
Tinodana kuna Mwari.
And God loves you to cry.
Uye Mwari vanofara kuti udane kwavari.
Lord, help me. Lord, save me. Lord, deliver me. Suffering enables us to help others in their trials. We see God is sovereign. Our salvation is secured. The saving faith and the keeping faith is a gift from God. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. You never work for it. You never dress for eternal life. You never love for eternal life. You never believe for eternal life. God just gave it to you. There are people in Zimbabwe that are nicer than you. That are kinder than you. There are people in Zimbabwe that will do things you will never do. There are doctors and nurses and people that will do a humanitarian effort that you will never dream doing. God bypassed millions of good people.
Amen.
So you're not going to heaven because you're a nice person. You're not going to heaven because you're a good person.
That
the whole world knows you and you know everybody. You're going to heaven because of God's gift that is given to you. Praise his wonderful name.
Amen.
We don't view our life temporary.
We are
creatures of eternity. What is 1,000 years to God but a few minutes? God is sovereign. And yet we are responsible. So our faith must be tested to make us mature, make us unmovable. Eastly Tabernacle. God has to test you. He's removed the shepherd. And once you remove the shepherd, the sheep can go astray. And everybody has feelings.
And
it's not sinful feelings. But God will have to take you through a school, a journey. But at the end of the day, you will look back. And you say, thank God. I've been more matured. God is sovereign. Man is born of a woman, is born under trouble. One day you might get word from the doctor that you have to get a triple bypass heart surgery. You don't know. You can be sitting in this building. And your arteries can be clocked up. You can be sitting in this building. And there can be cancer cells building up.
Cancer cells are kutoungana.
Today we are, tomorrow we are gone. And that's why at all times, We must live at peace with one another. Live at peace with other men. Don't attack other churches, other assemblies. Don't come against any other pastors, what they are doing. But at all times, be respectful. Because God is looking for godly character. One day you'll hear that you'll have to have a triple bypass surgery. Or even worse, there is nothing we can be done for you anymore. The doctors open your body. Light came in your body.
Amen.
And the cancer is done while in your system. It might be a brain tumor, it might be a cancer cell. That's why. You must live humbly. Don't be proud. Don't feel that you are better than somebody else. Don't feel that you have a better education than somebody else. Because God don't move by education. You don't study for revelation. You don't read for revelation. Revelation is given to you sovereignly from God. You might get word someday. There's been a terrible accident. And one of your children were killed. We don't know. Your kids are in South Africa. They might be around the world, your family. They might be traveling up maybe to Kwekwe, might be traveling to this place. And one day there's an accident. And the child that you love so much is gone. It's painful. You cry. It's a shock. You can't sleep at night time. You might even blame God. God, you are unfair. Why does the good people go home and the bad people stay? But you can't question God. You might go through a financial crisis where you lose everything in the time of recession. You can lose your job. Then you lose your health. And you can lose almost everything in this life. But once you have God, you still have everything. Because God is the sum of all joy and perfection. You might lose your job, the income to support your family. You are shocked. You come to the church. Can you help me? The church says, but brother, we cannot support you all the time. And you go run there, run everywhere. But God is trying to teach you. Because you were proud. You were impatient. You were unkind. So God is trying to teach you a lesson. Can we say praise God?
Amen.
But God has a purpose. Even to the death of a loved one. Because in everything there's a time and a purpose. God knows your entry. And God knows your exit. And what is going to come out of it is completely the opposite of what the world thinks. What your family thinks. It is how you respond in these trials. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody comes with false doctrine. It's the way how you respond. Are you going to be personal? Are you going to handle the situation in the proper way? Are you going to attack that brother? God is testing you. Can we say praise God?
Amen.
To make it easy, you must see God's purpose. If we are not going to be, we are going to be frustrated and we're going to have no peace. Brother Branham said, Brother Abraham, once you see God's purpose, you make life easy for yourself. And you make life easy for others. Everything is a purpose. We did not know why God took our precious pastor away. But God has got a purpose behind it. Death comes in many ways. Life comes in one way. That's through Jesus Christ. And once you see God's purpose, you make life easy for yourself. All the frustrations is gone. Whether good or bad, God is behind every move. Whether it's good things, whether it's death, whether it's bad, God is behind every move. God is the only one that can design an evil situation for a good cause. You can design an evil situation for an evil cause. But God designed an evil situation for a good cause. God left the gates open in the Garden of Eden. If God did not design the serpent, there would be no fall. If God didn't leave the gates open, there would be no fall. If God did not take Eve from Adam, she would not fall. But God designed. So that God can be glorified. The world goes through trials. The family goes through trials. Unbelievers go to the same things that you are going through. They go to the death of their loved ones. But they blame God. They say, if God is such a good God, why would God let all those people die? If God is such a good God, why did God take my father home? But we don't blame God. They blame others. But to the elect of God, it's going to produce perfect, matured faith. Because perfect faith is your master's degree. Amen.
Amen.
You can read all Brother Branham's messages. And remember everything. And even bring it over to the people. And still not have a revelation. Because you don't study for revelation. Revelation is sovereign. Revelation is seasonal. And revelation brings humility. And revelation gives you overcoming power. You can't have revelation and boast. You can't have revelation and be proud. It is the grace of God. Don't condemn your Methodist family. Don't condemn your Lutheran family. It is the grace of God that has opened your eyes. And you love them and you do something for them. Praise His wonderful name.
Amen.
Trials is going to strengthen us. It's going to establish us. And this should be our greatest source of joy. That Eastleigh Tabernacle is going to be established. God is going to strengthen you through this trial. You're going to find one another. Can we say praise God?
Amen.
We should expect trials. We should expect death. It's not a strange thing. There are internal trials. And there are external trials. There are various difficulties and there are various challenges. There are disappointments. There are stress. There are frustrations. There are loneliness. Unfulfilled dreams. Yet James is saying,
James Arikuti,
consider it all joy.
It is also mufaro.
You don't see joy now. But a joy is waiting for you. And in a joy, a proof that God that you have preserving faith. Brother Branham says in a sermon called Time-Tested Memorials, he says he gives you trial after trial. He gives you test after test until the life of Christ is reflected in your life. Until you become peaceful. No more fault finding. No more worrying about Brother Chitendi's church and Brother Amos' church and Brother Marisa's church and what they are doing. It makes you peaceful. It makes you respect these men of God. Until you become peaceful. Until you become sober. Until you become meek. Until you become gentle. Until you become humble. Until you become ready submissive. Willing to turn your head from the things of this world. You're not looking at Facebook anymore. Your face is in the book. You realize that you're worshiping God from an open book. And you're looking to something that's more real than anything else. Quote number two. Brother Branham, unless we suffer with him, we cannot reign with him. You have to suffer to reign. The reason for this is that character simply is never made without suffering. Character is a victory, not a gift. A man without character can't reign because power apart from character is satanic. Character will say, let the other brother lead us. I don't want to do anything that will hurt people. I'm not here for money. I'm not here for a position. I'm not here to be a lord over God's people. I want to have godly character. We all have trials. We all are tried and we all are chastened as sons. Not one goes but through that. The church that is not suffering is not being tried. It hasn't got it, it isn't from God. Every church. That's why no matter how many churches you might flirt with on the internet, every church must go through suffering. That's why it's dangerous for young people and for people to flirt on the internet with different preachers. You start making love with other men, then your pastor can't feed you anymore. Because you made love with somebody else, and so now your husband cannot please you anymore. May God give us grace. So we see that the church is not suffering isn't of God.
No
age, no age is free from suffering. There is no true believer free from this. This is of God. And this is the will of God. It is needful. We need the Lord to teach us the truth that we are to suffer to be Christ-like in doing it. Satan cannot take your life unless God is finished with you. You might be scared. I'm not going to drive to Bulawayo. That road is a dark road. And I want to live longer. But nothing can take your life unless God is finished with you. Brother Branham says in quote number
3.
And sometimes we have more troubles when we become Christians than when we were sinners. You were sinners, you had lots of friends. People never gossip about you. Now you become believers, then there are so many things you can't understand. And sometimes you would think I was amongst of angels when I came, and afterwards you think, am I among devils or angels? But God allows it. Because it is written, many is the afflictions of the righteous, but God will deliver them out of them all. God promised many afflictions, strange feelings, strange things that is beyond our understanding, but it's always done for our good. We just can't understand it. Because if we did, we would not be a faith to us. We could understand. Why would God take Brother Blessing? Preaching at the pulpit. 36 hours he's down in the river. But God knows. And Brother Branham says, God will not allow it unless God is finished with it. Why would William Branham be in a car accident? Why couldn't he just die peacefully at home? Why was John the Baptist's head cut off? Why did Jesus go into capital punishment? It is not how you die, but it's in whom you die. It is Christ, the real thing of our life. Quote number 4.
Quote number 4.
Brother Branham says, in those crucial hours that presses us on to the sacred sands. And remember, no matter how great the distress is, Satan cannot take your life until God is finished with you. There is nothing that can happen to you unless God permits it. There is no evil can come upon you unless God permits it. And it's all for your good. May God help us. May God strengthen us. Never to have a feeling against other people. Be nice, be lovable. Tell your wife that, honey, I love you, I care for you. Live together. Your husband might never come home. You might come home, your wife is gone. Live at peace with one another. And then God will bless you. Don't have any feelings against any church. Anybody, whether there are 10,000 people, when there are more than you, they can play better music than you, It doesn't really matter. Because God is not coming for numbers. He's not coming for music. He's not coming for singers. But he's coming for character. And the value of suffering is he has to allow it to bring the best out of you. May God bless you. And may God strengthen you. Let's all stand. And let's pray for one another. And while you have your hands raised before the Lord, if you are standing next to your wife, maybe just put your hand around your wife or hold the hand
and
say, God, I want to love my wife in a greater way. I want to be the best husband for my wife.
Amen.
And I want to be the best wife for my husband. Amen. I want to be the best member of the local church. Amen. I want to be the best trustee. I want to be the best deacon. Amen. I want to be the best minister. I want to be the best song leader. Amen. I want to give God everything that I have. Amen. And Lord, we want to say thank you. Amen. Whatever you've done is well done. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And Father, I bring Eastleigh Tabernacle before you. And I pray, God, that you will bless them, be with them. Father, I pray for the widow, O God. Her husband has been taken away from her. Sudden death, O God. But Father, we pray that you'll pour strength within her. Many memories that is left behind.
Amen.
Many memories with the deacon board and the trustee board and the other ones that was working closely to the shepherd. They can hear his sound of his voice. They can hear his laugh, his smiles. They can hear many things that he spoke. God, those things will all become memories.
Amen.
But I pray, God, that you will bless this local church. That they would know the value of suffering. That a God that you let us suffer. That we can have godly character. Bless your people. Forgive us our sin. Forgive us our trespasses.
Amen.
And Lord, be with us. Lord, every meeting we'll have. The board, the closed meetings of God. May you give each one wisdom and understanding. Give us grace. Keep us humble. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. God be with you.